going to be 15 nominations for the Hall of Fame, but only three are going to get in. This one is going to cause some debate.
It's the best ball-playing centre-back of our generation.
Fact.
Did you think he'd go on to be a manager?
No.
It was naughty.
Naughty.
He was like literally sat on the coach and there was just going,
bang. Yes. I won't lie, I know who it is.
One's got to go.
Oh, God. This is...
We need to stop doing these podcasts because they give me great anxiety. No.
I know. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Fozcast. We've got another one for you today where I am almost certain that every one of you is going to get in the comments down below and absolutely berate our life choices here, because today we're talking about the Premier League Hall of Fame. The Premier League have just announced that there's going to be 15 nominations for the Hall of Fame, but only three are going to get in. Only three are going to get in. I've got all of the 15 in front of me here, as you might be able to see if you're watching us, and we are going to debate. And this is going to be horrible. I know this is going to be horrible because the last time we did something like this was the...
We got
strikers.
Was the top 10 Premier League strikers of all time, and we got absolutely battered in the comments. So
do you just
bring it on.
Do you just invite me to do these ones just to get battered?
Exactly.
Yeah,
that.
Love it. Come
so
on,
so
let's get
just
battered.
Me. It's not just me that's going to get battered. So we've got some absolute bouters for you today, all right? I'm going to run you through the list of 15 real quickly. We've got Ashley Cole, Rio Ferdinand, Peter Cechi's going in. Nemanja Vidic, Jermaine Defoe. We've got Les Ferdinand, John Terry, Robbie Fowler, Andy Cole, Michael Owen, Gary Neville, Yaya Toure, Sol Campbell, Christ. Tony Adams, and Michael Carrick.
We are going to get battered.
All the best, lads.
Oh,
all
God.
The best, lads. Right, Tomasi, coming in. Give us the ground rules. Give us how we're going to work this out and decide who we're going to put into our Premier League Hall of Fame.
Okay, we will just quickly mention who is already in the Hall of Fame. So this year, there's 15 nominees and there are five going in.
Yeah.
Two have already been inducted, which is the two managers, Ferguson and Wenger.
Yeah.
So we've got to pick three from this lot. Now, existing members of the Hall of Fame...
Zola?
No.
Every year there's new inductees. So we've got Shearer, Omri, Cantona, Roy Keane, Dave Beckham, Dennis Bergkamp, Frank Lampard, Steven Gerrard, Patrick Vieira, Wayne Rooney, Ian Wright, Peter Schmeichel, Paul Scholes, Didier Drogba, Vincent Kompany, Sergio Aguero.
Okay, so that's the caliber of players we're talking about. Okay, they're the players already into the Hall of Fame. Okay, so that's what we're talking about. So when we go through these 15, we are talking top tier players here.
Best of the best of the best.
The best of the best of the best, all right? So this is going to be tough because of the names I've just read out, five or six or seven, to me, straight away go, well, he's got to be in there. Well, he's got to be in there. But we can only pick three.
Okay, so we're going to have these, because obviously last time with the strikers, we had a maybe list, didn't we? And a definite list. But this already is the maybe list.
I'm going to shuffle I'm going to shuffle these cards up so we don't know who's going to go where and who's going to go what. So I'm going to pick them from the top, one at a time, right? And then we're going to put them in a pile of yes, no, and maybe. Well, I don't even know if we're doing yes, no, and maybe.
These are the maybes, so then it's a definitely maybe or a no.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Definitely maybe, no.
Well, we'll just see how it evolves as we do it, all right? So first ones first, we have got at the top of the list... The top of the pile, should I say. Sol Campbell.
Just wait there a second with this, though. What we are going to look at is stats.
Yeah.
A little bit, again, of what they did for your club, how they make you feel. But also, we'll throw in, like, individual honours as well.
Yeah, okay.
So, like, player of the years, et cetera, et cetera.
So, the beauty of these little cards are, big shout-out to the Premier League, actually, for sending
Panini,
these through.
Panini.
Yeah, Panini for sending these through. Every card has got stats on it, and every card has got a little bit of a, kind of like, what is it, like a bio, kind of like a little bit of data about them, basically. So, let's go. Sol Campbell, then, defender, two titles, 20 goals, 503 Premier League. League appearances between 1992 and 2011. And it says here, after nine seasons at Tottenham Hotspur, Sol Campbell controversially switched to Arsenal in 2001, where in his first season, he helped them to their second Premier League title. Campbell was part of the 2003-04 Invincibles, who went unbeaten in the league that season. And he is one of only three central defenders to make over 500 Premier League appearances. There you go, lads. That's not a bad little stat fact file, is it? What are we saying for Sol Campbell? No. Dive in, lad.
Well, I'm going to dive in.
No.
I'm going to dive in and I'm going to say no, because you've gone through the pack of cards already. Yeah. And there's Rio Ferdinand and John Terry on there who are better than Sol Campbell.
And
that's my opinion.
Are we talking as players?
As players. As centre-backs, Rio Ferdinand, John Terry are better than Sol Campbell.
He's won a couple of Premier Leagues. He's won 3 FA Cups. No, he's won 4 because he won one with Portsmouth as well.
Oh, yeah. I remember that bad boy.
PFA Team of the Year, 1, 2, 3. World Cup All-Star Team, 2002.
Not fair, dude.
European Championship Team of the Tournament.
We're talking Premier League here, right?
He's a good player.
We're talking Premier League
here. No, I know, but that's got to be a consideration. Because
all right, well, I'll consider this then, yeah? Consider this, right?
I can feel it.
As a kid, I was a Tottenham fan.
Oh.
I was a Tottenham fan growing up as a kid, right?
He's gone then.
And Sol Campbell, when his contract ran out, jumped ship. And not only did he jumped ship to the biggest rivals. Yeah. Our biggest rivals, went over to Arsenal. And at that time, I remember it was like, this was a big problem.
Oh, it was massive. Yeah.
This was a big, big problem. But taking all that aside, I agree with what Tubby Boy, what you just said. Yeah. I think there are already straight away better defenders in that list. Rio Ferdinand, John Terry, even Tony Adams has got to be in with a shout of being, you know what I mean?
I think Tony Adams is above Sol Campbell.
Sol Campbell. Yeah. Okay.
And honestly, Ray Parlour tells a story about... when he went back to Tottenham with Arsenal,
yeah,
he said on the coach, going up to White Hart Lane, he said it was naughty.
Naughty.
He was like literally sat on the coach and they were just going, bang.
Oh, yes.
Do you think that's the most, in our generation, in our lifetime, do you think that's the most controversial transfer of our generation?
Oh. Luis Figo, Barcelona to Real Madrid.
Yeah, some
for
naughty
us,
ones.
For us. Like,
it's got to be.
It's right up there.
Yeah, but that is, totally, you're right, yeah, Figo, that was massive.
Do you remember
that
the little pig's head were coming on
yeah,
the pitch?
Yeah, oh, yeah, right, weren't they, yeah. Yeah, I'd say that's right up there. To let his contract run down as well and then sign for your arch nemesis. So what were you agreeing then?
No.
Is a no.
Legend of the game, but...
Top player, but is he top three?
Yeah, we're not diminishing anybody's legendary status here. If you're a nominee for the Premier League Hall of Fame, then you're a baller. You're a player. It's as simple as that. So, Sol, sorry, mate, you go into the...
Sorry, Sol.
No list. Oh, next player. Next player on the pile. Michael Owen. Oh, have a little look at this, you lot. So, one title, 31 assists, 150 goals. Michael Owen's debut Liverpool goal at 17, outpacing the Wimbledon defence for a clinical finish, soon became very familiar. He finished top scorer for Liverpool in every season between 1997 and 2003, claiming the Golden Boot twice. He won the Premier League title with Man United, and he is one of only 10 players with 150 or more Premier League goals.
Well, when you say it like that,
Michael Owen.
Can I throw a really important one in fact onto this list?
Come on.
Ballon d'Or winner.
Oh, to be fair.
Ballon d'Or winner. 2001, prime Michael Owen was something like we hadn't seen in the UK.
I just worry that he didn't do it for long enough.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I'm thinking. He was
exceptional.
For 5 or 6 or 7 years, maybe, he was incredible.
The best.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But I think if you're going to make it in the Premier League of Hall of Fame, right? And I'm not saying he's a no, by the way. I'm not saying he's a no. If you're going to make it into Premier League Hall of Fame, I think you have had to have done it for 10, 12, getting on for 15 years, maybe. Do you know what I mean?
I'm with you on that.
Do you...
he didn't do it for long enough because of injuries.
Do you think if he hadn't have had his injury...
He'd be in.
Yeah. Well, his game was based off pace.
Yeah,
his game was absolute pace. Playing on shoulders. See you later. You can't see me because I'm like this small little diminutive striker. Getting him behind, boom. Once he's away, he's gone.
Let me ask you then, because you were at United with him, weren't you?
Yeah.
And you both played in the game when he scored that last minute winner.
Against Man City Derby, yeah.
Yeah. Now, at that stage in his career, his pace had gone.
Yeah.
What was he like still as a player, though?
Oh, yeah, he was a good player. He was a good player.
Because he was still playing for Man United.
Yeah, he was.
So what was it? Because he didn't have his pace. What was it that still made him great?
He's obviously a very good footballer. He's a natural finisher. That's what
instinct.
He was. Yeah, his instinct. He knows where to be at what time when the ball's coming into the box. It's his movement. He can smell it almost. That was what he was. But he didn't have the pace. And he didn't really, you know, that goal that you mentioned there against Man City in the last minute of the game to win 4-3 is probably his crowning moment as a Manchester United player. But he definitely wasn't what he was before at okay. that point. He was very much a sub player. He'd come on now and then, and he would that's
impact kind, player. Yeah,
he was a bit of that. That's
so,
what he was.
So am I going to say to you, if I said to you, sports personality year, Premier League player of the season, Premier
Michael
League golden boot twice,
personality of the year,
young player of the year, PFA team of the year, Premier League player of the month, world best young
you want him in, Tom, don't you?
World Cup All-Star team. Just throwing, does that influence you at all?
What's your favourite Michael Owen moment? I know what mine is.
Argentina.
Yeah, Argentina. Well, yeah, England goal against World Argentina.
Cup. Unbelievable.
That was a thing of beauty. That was Michael Owen announcing himself on the world stage, wasn't it?
I mean, if he didn't have injuries, he'd be in.
Yeah.
But we've got to be ruthless.
So where's Michael going?
We have to be ruthless.
Michael going with Sol?
I think he's got to go with Sol. He's a no for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's a no for me. Just because I've still got some of the big boys in the back of my head that were a yes, or maybe.
What do you think?
Close but no cigar.
Close but no cigar. So we all agreed?
Yeah, no.
Nope.
Right, this next one is interesting because when we did the Premier League top strikers, there were probably two in there that caused a bit of controversy. Tubes' mate, Zola.
Yep.
Because...
You're still sad about that now, aren't you?
Gutted. Gutted. This is the first time I've been back. It's taken ages.
People still stop you about it then.
Yeah, people at the weekend. Sir Alex Ferguson was talking about Zola going, a magician. There's so many people for it to me. Like, well, tell Ben and Tom this then, because hey, not in the top 10, is he? I'm like, oh. But then there's other people going, how do you think Zola's better than Bergkamp? You sick.
I saw more of them, to be fair.
Yeah, everybody's loud an opinion. That's what the whole point of it is, isn't it?
Like arseholes, opinions. Everyone's got one.
The next one, the one on the top of the pile here now. Andy Cole.
And this was the other debate, wasn't it?
This was a big one where people were like, how can you not put this guy in there?
Yeah, in the top 10 list. Okay, Andrew Cole, 5 titles, 73 assists and 187 goals. It's a lot of goals, by the way.
It's a lot of goals.
Between 1993 and 2008, Andrew Cole's finishing helped Manchester United to 5 Premier League titles. He became the first player to score 5 times in a Premier League match in 1995's 9-0 victory over Ipswich Town, and his goal against Tottenham Hotspur on the final day of the 98-99 season regained the title for United. When with Newcastle United, he won the Golden Boot with a record 34 goals in the 93-94 season. Andy Cole.
That's some serious goals for Newcastle. They weren't the best team in the league at that point, were they?
That's an outrageous amount of goals. 187 Premier League goals. Where does that put him on the all-time list? That's got to be top 10.
I think it has to be top 10. I don't know off the top of my head. I think it's top... I might even be top 5, 6.
That is outrageous.
Sensational finisher, wasn't he?
First instincts of Andy Cole is a no. Yeah.
I don't know. I think I fall into this trap of being mesmerised by the likes of Bergkamp's and Cantona's and Zola's and Omri's, the magician players.
Yeah,
I think I get influenced by that, and I shouldn't be. And I think I should take more
clinical stat based plunderer of goals.
What was he employed to do?
Score goals.
And what did he do?
Feed the goat and he will score. Feed the goat and he will score. It's a simple formula.
Give him a bit of.
There you go. Boom, there you go. Goals. There you go. Goals. Simple. And that was Andy Cole. However, we've got 15 players here and only 3 are going to go into that list. Only 3 have to make it, okay? And for me, he's not in my top 3. He's not.
Is he better as a player? And better longevity, I think.
Longevity is the key here if you're going to go into the Hall of Fame.
For sure.
If you were to pick Owen or Cole, who would you pick?
What, for one-off game?
No, as in if someone said to you... In their prime... And longevity-wise, you've got 2 players to put into the Hall of Fame. Who would you pick, Cole or Owen?
Oh, I think I might pick Michael Owen.
Well, that's a no then.
Yeah, I think I might pick Michael Owen.
That answers the question then, doesn't it?
Sorry, Andy.
Because when you put him in the no pile, Michael Owen, I was like, oh, maybe he deserves a little transfer to the maybe pile.
To the middle, but definitely maybe.
Yeah.
Do we transfer into the definitely?
No, you don't get no payback on this, right? It is what it is. Yeah. Once you've been the list, once you're in the no list,
you've turned ruthless.
Yeah. Once you're in the no list, you're in the no list. Yeah. All right. There's no turning back from it now. Okay. You got to stand by your decisions. Yeah.
Yeah. Now we've got a knight in the rear. We've got Sir Les, haven't we?
We've got a Sir.
That's unofficial, by the way.
Yeah. Is it? He deserved it, by the way. He deserved it. Right, next player.
Love this
player. Les Ferdinand. I did love this player as well, as a Tottenham fan. He came to Tottenham from Newcastle, and I thought maybe his best days were behind him. Mate. But, mate, he was a joke.
How high could he jump?
In the box. It's like really balls into the box. He was just,
He hung in the air.
Hung in the air. Power as well.
Hung in the air.
Pure power.
Do you know what I always think with someone like him, where I would probably slightly differentiate him from like Owen and Cole. Like Cole was rapid, but he was like the athleticism.
Yeah.
Like the all round athleticism of this guy was unbelievable.
Lovely bloke as well, by the way. Absolutely lovely.
Helicopter into training,
wasn't he? Helicopter into training, what a guy. Right, let me talk to you about Les Ferdinand, okay? 351 appearances, 49 assists, and 149 goals. Wow. Between 1992 and 2004, Les Ferdinand starred in 13 Premier League seasons, starting at QPR and Newcastle United, where his career best 25 goals in the 95-96 season helped the Magpies challenge for the title. He led the line at Tottenham Hotspurs, West Ham, Leicester City and Bolton Wanderers. And when he retired, only three players had bettered his 149 goals. That's not bad, is it?
Sir Les,
that is not bad.
PFA Players Player of the Year, 95-96. Premier League PFA Team of the Year, 96-96. That might be a typo.
Yeah.
Leicester City Player of the Year, 03-04. Newcastle Hall of Fame inductee.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. What's your instinct, Tubes?
No.
Just say it how you really mean it.
We've just put Andy Cole and Michael Owen in the no list.
I think we've learned from the last striker one that we have to be a bit more.
We've got to be ruthless. Like, yeah. I love the bloke. He's a fantastic footballer. But if Andy Cole and Michael Owen are sitting there crying in the no list, he's got to join them.
Fozzie?
I just love the way he was, what's your instinct? You no.
What's your instinct, Ben?
It's a no. It's a no.
Okay, I think we're agreed on that one.
And there's a guy on the list that I absolutely adore as well. But I can't put Les Ferdinand in there. No. I'm sorry. He has to go in the no list. It's as simple as that. I love you, mate. Yeah. 149 goals. My gosh.
Well, I'll see your 149 goals and I'll raise you Jermaine Defoe's 162 goals.
Wow. Next player on the list, Jermaine Defoe.
Read us his bio.
33 assists. 496 appearances. That's outrageous, by the way. And 162 goals between 2001 and 2018. Jermaine Defoe's 162 goals for six different Premier League clubs make him the ninth highest scorer in the competition's history. A deadly finisher, whether it was an instinctive penalty box strike or technical masterpiece like his superb lob from a seemingly impossible angle for AFC Bournemouth that won the December 2017's Goal of the Month. Jermaine guaranteed you goals. He did, didn't he?
Didn't realise he played that much as well. 496.
That's incredible.
That's a lot. Do you know what I always remember? I don't ever recall Jermaine getting injuries.
No, he didn't. He played a lot of football.
He just seemed to stay fit.
Yeah, well, 496 appearances speaks for itself. And he was one of those strikers, right? So I used to hate playing against Jermaine Defoe. I did. I used to hate playing against him because he's a player who could score a goal from absolutely anywhere. He was so clever, so smart, and switched on to knowing where he was. His positional awareness was just outrageous, that he knew how to sort of pivot his body and twist his body and switch his body so that he could get a shot at goal as quickly as he possibly could. That's the beauty of it. Some players would almost wait for the ball come to them to take a touch to then try. But he was already moving his body into a position
for
to
a
get
goalkeeper,
that shot.
That must be a,
oh, yeah, it's a annoying nightmare. Absolute nightmare, because he was always trying to get a shot on the goal, as simple as that. And when he had the ball at his feet, right, and he's running with the ball, he knows, he's a very clever player, he knows that if he can get that shot off without me thinking he's getting that shot off, I'm not set for it. I'm not ready for it. And they're the ones that score goals.
Yeah.
That's why he has got 162 Premier League goals.
I think for a smaller player as well, one thing I remember about him, he was surprisingly good with his back to goal.
Yeah, very,
strong.
Very good.
Really strong.
A little bit like Andy Cole. Andy Cole was really good at, like, they weren't big players, but they were really good at holding off their man, weren't they, back to goal.
You don't get many players like Jermaine Defoe anymore, do you?
No.
Players who just kind of got on with it, like, he was ruthless as well, you know. Mate. He would get stuck in. Yeah. He would get fully stuck in, and he would score your goal, and he was just a team player.
Do you remember, who was it up front they had at Spurs around that time? Was it him, Keno and Berbatov?
Oh, yeah. Heavy. heavy.
Yeah. So, Ben?
It's a no. It is. He's in the
legend,
no pile.
But
We've done five so far. Tubes, do you agree with this?
Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna go back to it. If Michael Owen's in there,
he has to be a no.
I'm thinking we might have a little transfer of Michael Owen into the maybe.
We'll see how we go. Yeah. We'll see how we go, right? We've got some big boys to come up, all right? We have got some big boys to come up, all right? Come on, next one off the list pile. Next one off the pile, Tom, is who?
You're not allowed to win this conversation. You're not allowed. What's wrong with my words today? You're not allowed in this conversation today, Peter. Okay. Not this one.
Okay.
John Terry. Oof. I'm joking.
Right, John Terry. Okay, let's go. 214 clean sheets.
204. That's more than most people's appearances.
That's ridiculous. I was going to say it's pathetic. It is pathetic. It's pathetically ridiculous. 41 goals, five titles between 1998 and 2017. Longevity, baby.
Longevity tick.
Captain, leader, legend. Chelsea fans' slogan for their hero rang true as a defender captained the Blues to five titles, the most by any player as captain in the Premier League era. One of the Premier League's best centre-backs, he had exceptional positioning and physical bravery. He also scored more Premier League goals than any defender by the time he left Chelsea in 2017.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Right, PFA Team of the Century. FIFA World Cup All-Star Team. UEFA Team of the Year, four times. UEFA Club Defender of the Year, three times. PFA Team of the Year, one, two, three, four times. PFA Players Player of the Year as a centre-back.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Chelsea Player of the Year.
Players Player of the Year as a centre-back is ridiculous. He's a yes, isn't he?
He's in the yes list, isn't
JT
he?
Has
he's
to
in
the
definitely
yes
maybe, isn't he?
He is almost certainly in the yes list. So the yes list, is our yes list going to work, right? We're going to, players that we believe deserve to go in, 100%. We're going to put in the yes list. Yeah. If we have more than three,
then we have to duel it
at
out.
At the
yeah
end, then we're going to have to make some horrible, horrible
yeah
choices.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think
for now,
he's got going. I mean,
JT?
Just because of his presence as
exactly
well.
Exactly, yeah.
Take all the stats away from it. Like how he led Chelsea to become, you know, what the Chelsea are now, it has to go in.
Fozzie?
So to get, I just think personally, to get 19 years out of a player like John Terry that cost you nothing.
Legend.
Cost you absolutely not a penny, I think is just, you don't get many of them.
No.
You don't get many John Terrys.
And I don't think you'll get many more either.
No,
wasn't
I
he
totally
captain
agree
in them at quite a young age?
Yeah.
When he was 18, 19,
and
he was
you
captain
look,
them.
You look at that team as well, the talent.
Big boys.
They had like, so let's say a 23-year-old John Terry in 2023, how much is he worth?
You're not buying him.
No one's.
If he's got three years left on his contract, you're not buying him because if he's playing for Chelsea, he's worth 150 mil. It would have to be a silly offer.
World record.
It would have to be a world record offer because otherwise Chelsea go, well, there's no point. There's just no point. And that's what it would come down to.
I could tell you what we could do with him playing at the moment.
Cool, you're not blaming
we
wrong.
We need some leaders.
I think there's a lot of teams that could do with a leader like John Terry playing
time
for him.
Big time.
So John Terry, first one into yes pile.
Well done.
First one into the yes pile. Right, next one. I love this player.
What a player.
I absolutely love this player.
What a player.
481 appearances, 24 goals and five titles, Michael Carrick. Absolutely underrated baller of a player. Lovely bloke. Between 1999 and 2018, for composure and class, few have equaled Michael Carrick in the Premier League era. A product of the famous Wolves End Boys Club in the Northeast, the graceful holding midfielder made his name at West Ham and Spurs before helping Man United to five Premier League titles. If the midfield is the engine room, Michael was the Rolls Royce.
Ooh,
that's
I
lovely.
Like it. Here's a statement, right? This guy doesn't get the respect he deserves,
no,
in my opinion.
Agreed.
Tubes,
agreed.
Why?
Because he wasn't a superstar, I suppose. He just got on with his, just got the ball, played it. He wasn't, you knew, I'd never see him in the press.
Yeah.
No, I just don't know.
I think,
I don't know.
24 goals, that's the reason why.
That's not enough.
Yeah.
Do you think?
He didn't score enough goals. And his game was based around being that tidy midfielder that just kept it ticking over, but was so calm and composed when he had the ball.
What did you make of him when you were there?
He was exactly that. He was incredible.
Did
honestly
he stand out? Or
no, he did. He went about his business so well and so quietly that he didn't stand out. That was the whole point of it. So he's almost like that quiet little one in midfield.
And that's why I didn't get the recognition.
That players like the opposition couldn't really get near because his job was to not stand out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He wanted to just hide away in there and keep it ticking, keep it moving, keep probing. And that's exactly what he did. And Man United at that time needed that player like that to be able to do it. And he was so good at it. He was world class.
Did you think he'd go on to be a manager?
No.
I didn't.
Definitely didn't.
When I interviewed him back in the day, he's so like chilled,
yeah,
quiet,
reserved, enough. Sort of quiet.
You'd never ever think he'd be a manager.
And he's absolutely ripping it with Middlesbrough as well, isn't he? Absolutely mate, ripping it
they
up.
They were down the bottom.
I know. That, when he took over, they were right down there. And now he's took them over. They're going to be, they'll finish third this season. But going into the playoffs,
unbelievable.
It's massive.
So, I can't, can you imagine Michael Carrick losing it, getting angry?
No, I can't. I really, really can't.
I think it's amazing what he's done. I know. I was so shocked.
But I guarantee you, though, every one of those Middlesbrough players will just give him the most utmost respect because of what he is as a player, well. Of what he was, yeah. as a player, yeah. And it, just the way that he is, honestly, he's absolutely
I think
class.
He falls into that category. I think he was a better footballer than Park Ji-sung, but I think he falls into that category of like the big players. Mm. Will talk incredibly highly of
Michael
and that,
Carrick,
I think
yeah.
that's how you judge someone yeah. like him, isn't it? Yeah. Because when you look at like individual honours. You got PFA Team of the Year 2012-2013. Man United Players Player of the Year.
Yeah.
So that kind of proves the point,
the
doesn't
Players
it?
Player of the Year is yeah. award is the big one. That's
you
the
know,
good one.
You know, decent. If
yeah,
the other
voted
players.
By your peers.
But all the other players, all the players that played alongside him, like you said, just rave about him.
Mm.
But you know, the press didn't.
Okay, we need to make a decision and I'll make it for you, lads, because yeah. I know where he's going. Yeah. He's yep. going in the no pile.
Sorry,
I love you, Michael Carrick.
Sorry, Michael.
I love you, Michael Carrick, but it is what it is, mate. Sorry. We've got to be ruthless.
It's a dog eat dog world.
It was a glowing report, though, we yeah, gave him. Yeah. It was a glowing report.
He'd
we
be
gave
proud
him.
Of that, wouldn't he?
He'd be proud yeah. of that, yeah. yeah, for sure. He'd be buzzing off that. My gosh, right, next one. Next one, lads. This is a biggie. This is a biggie.
This is a massive.
You ready for this? 31 assists, 15 goals, 3 titles. Ashley Cole, oh my gosh. One of the Premier League's finest left-back. Ashley Cole
it
defined...
Should be the finest.
I'm going to say this, best left-back ever.
Yeah.
Best left-back
Ashley
ever.
Ashley Cole defined the evolution of fullbacks into a more attacking role with his tireless running up and down the flank. After being part of Arsenal's 2001 and 2002 and 2003-2004 title-winning teams, Cole moved to Chelsea in 2006, where he lifted the Premier League trophy in 2009 and 2010. Ashley Cole, everybody. The Premier League's best ever left-back?
Yep, 100%. Definitely.
100%.
One of the world's best ever left-back?
England's best left-back. I've never seen, obviously I've got a season ticket at Chelsea, I've never seen Ashley Cole have a bad game.
No.
Really?
He was a 7 out of 10. At least every single game, wasn't
every
he?
Time he played Ronaldo, kept him quiet.
Yeah, had him in his pocket.
Yeah.
Even Ronaldo said that. Who, yeah. That's the toughest, question, isn't it? Who's the toughest player you've ever played against? And it was Ashley Cole. That's saying something,
isn't it? He's a phenomenal, I think he's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But what's he won?
In terms of
trophies. Like personal accolades.
I know he's won about 25 FA Cups.
So Premier League, he's won...
Three Premier
two
Leagues.
With Arsenal, one with Chelsea. Yeah. He's won... Yeah, the most... He's won 3 FA Cups with Arsenal and 1, 2, 3 with Chelsea. No, 4 with Chelsea.
Yeah, 7.
He's got UEFA Champions League. He's got Europa League.
Get him in.
PFA Team of the Year.
Get him in.
1, 2, 3.
Get him
4.
In.
He's in.
He was as good going forward as he. Like I think the he best. Was. He was like you know you get fullbacks in there. Like Trent will sometimes get amazing going forward, not as good defensively. Wan-Bissaka might get a brilliant one on one, but maybe he was everything, full package.
When it came to defending, it was his job to not let anybody ever beat him. 1v1 defending, like you say, you talk about Wan-Bissaka. 1v1 defending, nobody was getting past him. He was so quick, so aggressive, so physical.
Here's a question for you,
Cole.
Ashley Cole. Or Roberto Carlos?
Ashley Cole.
Oh, Jesus.
Ashley Cole.
Yeah. Longevity for knowing it's guaranteed.
I'm with you. I thought it might start a little debate, but that was... No.
Guaranteed he's going to do it. 15 years he did it in the Premier League, and he's got to be... he's in the yes pile.
So are we saying Ashley Cole is the best left-back ever?
For me, yes.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably.
In my lifetime, I think so.
You forget that he went and played for Roma and LA Galaxy, don't you?
Yeah.
There you go.
There's that famous picture of him with Roma where he's
being all weird and awkward.
I played football with Ashley Cole about 2 years ago in a 7-a-side match, and it was just a joke.
Yeah, you can't get near
him. He was still like, he could still play. He was so quick. Like, it was like Joe Cole and all like ex-pros, Carlton Cole and Ashley Cole was playing. All the Coles.
Team of Coles.
Yeah. Nat King Cole.
Yeah.
But Ashley was still like, everyone was like, why are you still not playing? He was like,
that's mad, isn't it? Roller Royster. Right, here we go. Coming in. Next one, and this is going to cause a bit of debate.
This is where it's going to get spicy.
This is going to cause a bit of debate. So
impact.
We've got Nemanja Vidic. 5 Premier League titles with Man United, 15 goals, 2 Player of the Season awards. Between 2006 and 2014, Player of the Season in 2008 and 9 and 10 and 11. Nemanja Vidic's exceptional tackling and reading of the game, as well as a willingness to put his body on the line, laid the foundation for a hat-trick of Premier League titles, starting with his first full season plus 2 more as United captain after the turn of the decade. He kept an incredible 95 clean sheets from 211 appearances. So nearly 1 clean sheet every 2 games, which is just bonkers. Absolutely bonkers. This one is going to cause debate, lads, because he's definitely not a no. He's definitely not on Obis, is he? Surely.
No.
And I'm not quite sure if he's going to make it into the fully yes list.
Yet. Is he better than John Terry?
No.
Not better, but there's room for more than one, isn't there?
We've got to get 3 in total. Yes. We've got 2 in the yes list at the minute.
I've got a question for you. Is Nemanja Vidic and Rio Ferdinand the best Premier League centre-back defensive partnership ever?
Possibly.
Name one better.
We're bringing out some spicy questions.
Possibly.
Here. I can't think off the top of my head a better pairing, to be honest with you.
I don't think there's anyone where they're... We've had some brilliant ones, but one where they're both equally as strong and different.
And they did it for years together.
John Terry and Branislav Ivanovic? Come on, that's a heavy centre-back pairing.
Carvalho?
That's a heavy centre-back pairing.
It is, but...
Virgil van Dijk, Matip, in their pomp.
Better than Vidic and Ferdinand.
No, I'm not saying they are. I'm just throwing other ones out there. Yeah. In their pomp, Liverpool title winning season a few years back, they were incredible.
Adams and Bold.
Yeah, true that. They're a very good one.
Yeah. Well, this might influence you slightly. Premier League Player of the Season, 2009-2010 and 2010-2011.
For a defender to win that is just ridiculous.
PFA Team of the Year, 4 times.
Oh, this is where it gets horrible.
5 Prems, 3 League Cups, Champions League.
Right, I'm gonna.
He's in the middle at the moment.
I'm putting him in past the middle. Yeah. So
okay. He's in a new category.
I like
yeah.
it.
So he's that's
this side here.
I'll have him overlapping the yes pile. Yeah.
But that basically means if we get one more in the yes pile, then he goes no.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or did one of the 2 boys are in it now come out?
No, you can't take them out. No, you can't take Ashley Cole and JT.
No, I don't want to.
Just quickly, when we were talking earlier on about controversial transfers, he's probably the second one, Ashley Cole.
Arsenal to Chelsea.
Yeah, Arsenal to Chelsea.
That's a big one, yeah.
Out of our time, I reckon he's probably the second biggest.
Ashley Cole.
He did, didn't he? He got hammered for it. Got hammered for it.
Yeah, Nemanja Vidic is in the almost definitely maybe yes pile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Almost definitely maybe yes
he's
pile, okay?
He's overlapping. So
yeah.
Okay. James is just very delicately exactly. placing him there.
All right, so the next person on the top of this list, lads, yeah? I'm going to put it out there.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it out there, right? I think this player is the greatest Premier League goalkeeper of all time. The greatest Premier League goalkeeper we have seen.
Really?
I'm going to put it out there, okay?
I think it's top 3, him, Van der Sar and Schmeichel.
I'm going to put it out there. I think Peter Cech is, well, I know him for a fact, he is my favourite all-time Premier League goalkeeper, Peter Cech.
That's massive news.
I didn't know that. I absolutely love him. Chelsea, Peter Cech was just different gravy. Yeah. He set the way of how to be a Premier League goalkeeper. He was outrageous, okay? So, 4 Premier League titles, 4 Golden Gloves, 202 clean sheets. 202 clean sheets, that's ridiculous. Between 2004 and 2019, the Premier League's all-time record clean sheet holder, Cech possessed incredible shot-stopping reflexes and control of his penalty area, which helped him to win a record 4 Golden Gloves. After lifting 4 titles in his 11 seasons with Chelsea, he made another 110 appearances for Arsenal. So, most clean sheets for a goalkeeper ever, yeah? And it says there about his control of his area. Yeah, this guy used to come out for balls into the box like nobody I've ever seen, honestly. He used to come out and he would take crosses under pressure, big lumps standing on him, jumping all over. He did not care, honestly. He was incredible. And I think he's my favourite Premier League goalkeeper of all time.
There's some individual accolades here, and the list is that long that Young Jamie's had to shrink it.
Yeah.
And I can actually barely read it. There's that many of them.
So hold on, quickly, before you read them, yeah? One season at Chelsea, he let in 15 goals.
All season.
Jose Mourinho season, when he first came over. 15 goals he let in a whole season. It's ridiculous.
What are you saying, Peter?
I mean, I'm biased. I love the guy. He's the best goalkeeper I've ever seen at Chelsea by a million miles. But I didn't realise that you rated him so highly.
Rated him so high. I love him, I do.
More,
I
than, absolutely Sch- love more him. Than Schmeichel and Seaman.
More than Schmeichel. Yeah, I think for Premier League longevity and for having played in the Premier League for so long,
this is where it's
I think it's
tough.
Peter Cech. You can throw Van der Sar in there as well. Van der Sar, I absolutely adore the bloke. Like, I get to see him close and personal.
Is
when
Van
he was,
der Sar in the, already in the Hall
no,
of Fame?
He's not in that. No. He's not in the list at the minute.
I think he goes onto the S pile.
He's special. He's special.
I'm totally with you. But I'm just thinking, what's coming?
Well, this is, yeah, this is, but we can't. He goes in, and then we fight about it later. Yeah.
There you go, Peter Cech. Go on, then you get yourself back under Manu Vidic.
Well, surely Vidic now is. There's three in the list, and we've got to pick three. So yeah, surely Vidic
let's just
has
slide
to
him off a little bit and just
let's
leave
let's
him there.
Let's have him overlapping just a little bit. Yeah, like still holding on. There
like a
go.
Centimetre. There you go. He's clinging on.
Put his fingertips on.
He's clinging on for dear life right now.
Peter Cech's looking after him. He's got him in safe hands. There we go.
You're right there, mate.
Yeah, good.
We're good. This one's going to be interesting, yeah? This one is going to be interesting.
Well, he's got to go in.
This one's going to be interesting, okay?
Rio
Ferdinand.
He's got to go in.
504 appearances, 11 goals. 11 goals? Rio Olechanski? 11 goals in 500 games?
How many did JT score?
That's absolutely brutal. Oh my gosh.
Oh, JT scored 41 goals.
Yeah, 11 goals. Oh gosh. Six titles, yeah. 504 appearances. I know I'm taking the mick out of his goals, but goals obviously wasn't Rio Ferdinand's game. No. But let me just read this. Like, because Rio is just. Whew. Right, between 1996 and 2015, composed and stylish. The original Rolls Royce, by the way, he is, isn't he? Rio Ferdinand debuted for West Ham United at 17 years old. After Leeds United made him the world's most expensive defender, Man United broke the British transfer record two seasons later and immediately regained the Premier League title in 2002. His 504 Premier League appearances ranked second among central defenders. This one is going to cause some debate.
Right. It is the best ball-playing centre-back of our generation.
Without doubt.
Fact.
Absolute fact.
And a great defender. So I think he's got to go in.
He was so far ahead of the game, I think Rio Ferdinand was at his time, in his pomp.
Totally agree. Joke.
So far ahead of his time, right? He would walk off the pitch, and it was in, Man United would have white shorts. He would walk off the pitch and his shorts would still be white because his reading of the game, his brain, his knowledge, his nous of just sensing stuff was just so far ahead. And he was just, he set the role of a ball-playing centre-back, didn't he?
Mate.
That's exactly what
I
he
loved
did.
I loved him. I thought, I can't say anything more about him. He's unbelievable. And for me, he has to go in.
Premier League team of the year, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six times.
Oh, we're going to have problems here, lads.
So, right, I've got to say, Nemanja Vidic, I love you to bits and you were incredible, but Rio...
Is he getting flipped off?
Rio has to go
is
in the
what?
Yes pile for
getting
now.
Flipped off.
Yeah, so which means Nemanja will have to go into the no pile. Do we agree?
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, we agree? Because Rio has to go
Rio's
in the Yes pile.
Better than Nemanja.
What a football player.
Rio was better than Nemanja.
Lovely chap, they're different players,
but he's better than Nemanja.
Sorry, Vida, your centre-back partner is...
Is Trumpcher.
Trumpcher.
So absolutely
we now
Trumpcher.
Have four in the yes pile.
No.
Which we have to whittle down to.
How are
we
picking
and
one?
And we've still got four players to go,
Ashley
yet, lads.
Cole, JT.
Oh, my God, look who's next after this one.
No.
Right,
no,
we've done
no,
one at a time.
No,
stop
no,
jumping
no,
the gun, okay?
Sorry.
Stop jumping the gun. We got one at a time. We got four players.
This is awesome.
We got four players left to go through, okay? So, next one, Robbie Fowler.
God. As the Liverpoolians know him as.
As the Liverpoolians know him as. 163 goals, 379 appearances and 39 assists. Between 1993 and 2008, Robbie Fowler scored 128 of his 163 Premier League goals for his hometown club, Liverpool. This included the fastest Premier League hat-trick at the time, scoring three times in just 4 minutes and 33 seconds against Arsenal in 1994, a record that stood for over 20 years. He was fourth in the overall goal rankings when he played his final Premier League match in 2008-2009 season. Wow, 163 goals, Robbie Fowler. First impressions.
Well, the first impressions, I think I said it on the one we did before, he's one of the best finishers
we've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, you give him the ball, he scores a goal.
It's as simple as that, weren't it?
All sorts of goals as well. Unbelievable footballer. But we've got people in there that I don't know what to do.
Do you know what's weird so far, right, lads? Yeah. Do you know what's weird so far? In the yes pile, right, we've got a goalie and three defenders. A goalie and three defenders. Why is that? What is that? What is it about
there's
that?
There's so many superstar strikers.
There is, isn't there? Yeah.
Like Aguero's and there's so many of
them. Well, the reason why Aguero's not in this list is because he's already in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They've already picked the good ones.
Listen, I think we should save a bit of time and he's an absolute legend. He's an absolute legend, but he cannot be
over there. Yeah. No, he can't.
Yeah.
It's brutal, isn't it? We've got to be brutal.
I just feel a bit upset doing it.
I know what you mean. It's a tinge of sadness, isn't it? God.
All right, come on, we're moving on.
Big dog incoming.
Right.
woof, big dog incoming.
Yaya Toure.
Whoa.
Yaya Toure.
Serious.
230 appearances. Not as many as some of the players on this list, by the way. Rio Ferdinand's got more than double. Okay, so 230 appearances, 62 goals, 3 titles. Between 2010 and 2018, the 3-time Premier League champion's powerful burst forward from midfield often ended with goals, including a personal high of 20 in 35 matches to help Man City to the 2013-14 title. Equally adept in defence and attack, Toure's strength and relentless stamina typified him as a box-to-box dominator who struck fear into opponents. That's a lovely, lovely little
dominant
bio, isn't it?
Dominant player.
He was a dominant player and he was a beast. He was tall, he was lanky, he was gangly, but he was strong and he would just plunder goals. That's what he would do, wouldn't
he? Didn't he score 12 or 13 free kicks in
free kicks that season, yeah. And every one of them was on target or something like that.
Is he the most dominant centre mid we've ever seen in the Prem?
I think he scored something like 13 out of 15 free kicks or something. Like every one of them was on target and 13 of them went in. It was ridiculous.
Is he the biggest powerhouse, most dominant midfielder we've seen?
Patrick Vieira. Vieira's got to be up right up there, isn't it?
He's already in, isn't he?
Frank Lampard, Stevie G.
Petit,
yeah.
On those players we talk about, right? Pick them on their best day ever.
Yeah.
Who are you picking out of them? Their best day, their absolute one game prime.
Roy Keane.
He sits at the top for me.
What, ahead of Roy Keane, Paddy Vieira?
On their best of best days, he sits at the top for me.
Quite a
because he's got goals.
I know what he's saying because he was a joke. He
not
was an
far
absolute
off
joke.
It, but I think you've got Patrick Vieira.
Roy Keane's got to be there. Frankie Boy.
Yeah.
He's a no, isn't he, lads?
Yeah, he is. I'm sorry.
Are we beating about the bush? He's a no, isn't he?
Yaya's a no.
Yaya ain't getting ahead of them.
No, let's overlap him for a bit.
Maybe for longevity.
I'll overlap.
How long did he play for? How long was he?
That's what I'm saying. 230 appearances. He was only in the Prem for 8 years.
Only.
He's getting overlapped. He's clinging on.
He can't be overlapped, okay. Because he can't be.
It's nice, so just give him a little something, all right? Just give him a little something.
Let him chill.
He watches.
He's part of it. He's part of it for a few minutes.
And we did a video with him, didn't we?
Yeah.
Lovely man.
Should overlap a bit more. Yeah.
Tubes, have we told you this? We did a challenge video with him, right? So the ball was being served in from this ball launcher.
It's out, isn't it? I've seen it.
Yeah. And it was basically receive the ball, open it around your body and stick it in the bottom corner. And with like YouTubers, everything else, it's have a few shots, get a bit of B-roll, some go here, some go there. First one, bang.
Goal.
GoPro. Breaks the GoPro.
Hits the GoPro.
Straight in the corner. Second one. Bang.
Goal.
Straight in the corner.
Still got it.
He's
yeah.
diving full depth. Right. Third yeah. one, he's actually got up and gone, no, you're taking the piss. Come on, this is going to be the worst yeah. video in the world.
We need a few misses. Yeah, yeah. We need a few misses. Yeah, wow. It's good for the B-roll. Okay?
I mean, right in the bottom corner. Yeah, unbelievable.
Great bloke. Absolutely buzzing. Absolutely buzzing. Okay, next one.
Goldbridge's mate.
Gary Neville. Okay, 148 clean sheets. Wow. 400 appearances and 8 Premier League titles between 1993 and 2011. 18 years, that is, by the way. A player who would go on to become one of Manchester United's most reliable right-backs. Neville debuted in 93-94 as a product of the club's famed academy and became a stalwart in Sir Alex Ferguson's side. He won 8 Premier League titles in total, the third highest haul in history, and delighted Red Devils fans by never shying away from a sly tackle or showing his passion on the pitch.
Oof. Do you not think I works against him on this one?
Go on.
Reliable.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds ridiculous, but do you know what I mean?
I do know what
like,
you mean.
Like, Ashley Cole, you wouldn't describe as reliable. He was...
Yeah, he was everything. He had everything.
Yeah.
He had every facet tipped off.
This guy is an absolute legend. There's no yeah. two ways about it. And what I like to hear is a bit like Roy Keane is in a club like Man United with all those players, all those egos, all those superstars. You tell me, Ben, he was the guy that raised the standards, wasn't he?
He was the guy that kept the standard going every single day. He was Fergie's right-hand man. He would be talking in the changing rooms, in the hallway, on the training pitch, on the team coach, everywhere you would hear Gary Neville's voice genuinely, and it would piss you off so much. he was just on it.
But
all
you
the
wouldn't
time.
Let it slip, would you?
No, God no. And I used to love it. I used to watch it and think that's incredible. Like you are Man United through and through and through and through and through. You'd bleed red, you would, Gary Neville. Genuinely.
Yeah,
he cared. Genuinely cared so much about the club, and he did everything in his power and his abilities to stay in the team. And even if he weren't in the team, he would be helping players. He would be looking after everything. And like I say, he's the captain. He was a manager at times. He was absolutely everything, honestly, for Man United. As a player, he probably had his limitations. He was a right back. Yeah. It's simple as that. He was a right back. In today's football, he probably wouldn't thrive at a team like Manchester United because they want out and out sort of like left wing backs or right wing backs now, don't they? They
but
need
you,
to be getting forward.
When you want defenders
to
defend, he's your guy.
Exactly
solid,
that.
Solid
as a rock. Yeah. Absolutely solid as a rock.
He's like that at work as well, Gary Neville. Yeah. He's proper, like what we're doing, like he's organising everything. Like,
yeah, he has to be almost in charge.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So when you say that about him being around Man United, it doesn't surprise
me. No, that's what he is, full stop. He's a no, though.
No, yeah.
He's a no, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yep.
He is
yeah.
a no. He's a lovely, lovely footballer, lovely player, ooh. Lovely history. But it's a no.
Last one.
And the last one on the list. Ooh, the last wow. one on the list. We've wow, got wow, wow. Tony Big Adams. Time. 2 Premier League titles, 12 goals, 9 assists. Between 1992 and 2002, Tony Adams was Mr. Arsenal. Captaining them to Premier League titles in 97-98 and 2001-2002. A formidable leader, he kept 115 clean sheets and scored 12 Premier League goals. One memorably coming in the 4-0 win. Everybody remembers this one.
Great goal.
Over Everton that confirmed the 97-98 title. His run and sublime finish showed how he adapted to the modern game. You remember that goal, by the way? He absolutely whomped it in, didn't he? Half volley, whomped it in. 4-0, that'll do. Give us a title.
Celebrated like that.
Celebrated like that. Lovely, wasn't it? Yeah, class. He's a kind of defender everybody would have wanted in their teams. He's a bit reminiscent of a John Terry, to be honest with you, isn't he?
He is, and he's a crossover player. Unfortunately, this is a Premier League Hall of Fame, and he joined Arsenal in 83, finished in 2002.
Yeah.
So he is probably the only one that has a crossover to the old
football
Division One. What are you saying?
I'm looking at that pile going, sorry, big time.
Yeah, sorry big time.
I agree.
I mean, a leader, you think of a leader, you think of Tony Adams, you're John Terry's, but you just got to look at the stats and he ain't getting it.
I think Tony Adams is probably a victim of, in his era, he was that John Terry in his era. And then football has evolved and John Terry has appeared and stepped up the game. Hasn't he?
And made it into our Hall of Fame.
Exactly that. And that's the reason why.
Prime Adams or Prime Terry?
Prime Terry.
Prime Terry.
There we go.
Simple as that. So Tony Adams, honourable mention, but yeah, you've got to stay in that, which means out of our 15 nominees, we have whittled it down to 4.5 players.
Yeah. Well,
so I think what we need to do is Yaya, first of all and foremost. We gotta say goodbye to you. We've got to place you on the no
not
list.
Yaya.
Because we have 4 players in the actual yes list, okay, which we need to get rid of one of them, and it's going to be painful.
That makes me sad.
Right, boys.
Oh, this is going to be painful.
Time. So, John Terry, Ashley Cole, Petacek, Rio Ferdinand.
Oh, my golly, golly, golly.
One's got to go.
Yeah.
One's got to go.
Oh, God. This is...
I won't lie. I know who it is.
Huh?
I know who it is.
What, straight away?
Yeah, I do. I know
really?
Who it is, yeah. I do. I know who it
go
is.
Go on, then.
Who are you going for?
No, I want to listen to what you lot are
saying.
No, it's
your podcast.
It's not my podcast.
I mean, it's my podcast. It's called the podcast, isn't
you're
it?
The guy.
Right. Petacek has to stay.
Oh, no, see, that's the one I'd probably
that's
lose.
That's the one I was question marking.
You're going to lose?
No, that's the one I was question marking.
What? Yeah, but then that means the other three are in.
Well, yeah. Who's the one you were going to lose?
Rio Ferdinand.
Low blow.
Yeah, but do you know why? Because you lot haven't got an emotional attachment to Petacek. I have. I have got an emotional attachment to Petacek, right? He's my hero, all right?
And don't let that cloud your judgment, Fozzie.
And Ashley Cole is the Premier League's best ever left back.
Best
John
ever.
Terry is the Premier League's best ever centre back.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I think Rio might have something to say about that.
I'm sure he has. And there's no slighting this, yeah? Rio Ferdinand is one of the best Premier League defenders of all time. Probably top 2, 3. If you had to pick 2 centre-backs, you're picking probably Rio Ferdinand and JT as a centre-back partnership.
Well, listen to this then. So
maybe Van Dijk in his pomp.
We need to, another episode, we need to go back to the previous inductees because there's some players in there that, like companies in there. Would you have company above... these
that's
boys?
A good shout, actually.
This is awesome.
Vinny Company's probably is up there somewhere as well. There's probably a reason Vinny Company's in the already been inducted. To be fair, Vinny deserves to be in there. That's a really good shout. But John Terry has to be in there.
John Terry has to be in the Hall of Fame. But for me, so does Rio Ferdinand. So does Ashley Cole.
Same. Okay, I'm going to throw this out there, and I'm going to say
in.
Yes.
In.
Yes. 100%.
Ashley Cole in.
So Ashley Cole
in.
Yes.
In.
In. Inski.
In. Iniesta.
Right, John Terry.
John
in.
Terry.
Yeah.
In.
In. Iniesta.
Oh, wait there.
What?
What?
You can't, but mate, there's no conversation.
No, but it's not a John Terry's in and Rio's, that's not cut and dry.
No, but then we're left with 2. So it has to be them 2. It has to be. They are the given, yeah? It has to be. Agreed, everybody at home? John Terry and Ashley Cole have to be in, yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
Thumbs up. We need to stop doing these podcasts because they give me great anxiety.
No. I know. Right, so we've got to make a choice, lads. It is Petacek or Rio Ferdinand.
Rio Ferdinand.
Got to be Rio.
Well,
I'm a Chelsea fan.
Can't not put Rio in there.
The good bit about this is, lads, there's 3 people, so majority is going to rule.
Sorry.
Rio, Ben, Rio. You're wrong. Oh, well, let's see if he pulls this
out. Jamie says he can't believe it.
Jamie, what are you saying?
100%
check. Well, Jamie! Yeah, come on, Jay, come in.
Jay, do you want to jump in on this?
How
can you not put Rio Ferdinand in the Hall of Fame?
I'll tell you what we're going to do. Right? So, in the office at this moment in time, right, there is, what, 6 people? Yeah, yeah, there's 6 people in this office at this moment in time. We've got Seb Spooner over there. Yeah.
He's head through the hatch.
We've got Luke Weston behind the camera.
Run the marathon, by the way.
Just ran the marathon, absolutely smashed it as well.
Just giving link, we'll put it down below. Mm. Donate a quid to Luke.
Absolutely smashed it. We've got Jamie. Yeah. We've got Tubesy Boy, me.
Yeah,
and we've got Tom. So why don't we put it to an
Jamie,
office
what,
vote
there,
here,
what
lads.
Are we saying about Petacek, Jay?
Petacek is just... the man, like
goat.
Yeah, the goat of every goalkeeper. Like,
give me some
he
of
is
that.
The one.
Spud me.
He is the
spud
one.
Me, Jay.
You are right.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, but, I don't disagree with you.
All right, we've got to put it to a vote then. Right, Seb Spooner, Petacek or Rio Ferdinand?
Petacek.
Oh, that's a good start. That's a very, very good start.
So 1-0.
Tubesy boy.
Rio has to be in the Hall
okay,
of Fame.
That's fine. That's 1-1. Tom.
Rio.
That's 2-1 to Rio. J. Jamie.
Petr Cech
all day. That's two all. Luke Ooh. Weston.
Wait there. What are you saying?
Right. I'm saying Petr Cech.
So it's 3-2 Petr Cech. 3-2.
And it comes down to Luke Weston behind the camera, and he's got a horrible little smirk on his face. like he don't really know what to do here.
I'm going to go Rio.
Come on, Lukey boy.
I can't believe I'm cheering against a Chelsea legend.
So we're 3-3.
It's 3-3.
So what?
Can we go and get someone from outside? Like, so on the street or something?
Get a random in.
Oh, my God. So...
Well, I don't...
Listen, I can tell you this. I'm going to fight to the death for Rio.
Right, I think...
You went with me, yeah?
Well, do you know what, lads?
Oh, can I say one thing? Because, like, Petr Cech is, for me, is one of the greatest goalkeepers ever.
Ever, yeah.
But in the Hall of Fame, you've got... Which goalkeepers are in the Hall
Schmeichel.
Of Fame?
Schmeichel.
Yeah.
Dave
Seaman and Schmeichel, isn't it?
Pete Schmeichel...
Rio Ferdinand's the best ball playing centre back ever.
Yeah, agreed.
So they'd be criminal not to have him in the Hall of Fame. No, can we not just do four in the
Just Peter Schmeichel.
Just Schmeichel.
So I think, do you know what? The beauty of what we're doing here today, lads, yeah? Fortunately for us, we're not the panel. We're not the guys who actually have to pick three.
It's a voting.
Yeah, but we aren't the people who actually have to pick three, okay, yeah? Somebody somewhere along the line has to whittle it down for three, and thankfully it's not us,
right? We'll put the link in
down below so you can vote. Why don't we keep our four? Yeah?
Why don't we take someone out the current Hall of Fame?
Yeah, who's in the Hall of Fame now?
You won't be able to pull anyone out, I guarantee you.
There's one you can.
Who?
For me, I can't say this, can I?
Well, you can.
Actually, there's two.
You can't bottle it now.
We got Shearer, yeah.
Yeah.
Omri, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cantona?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Roy Keane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
David Beckham?
Are you David proposing Beckham. To remove David Beckham from this?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we can't, but all I'm saying was
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. I do. However, Bergkamp, for this podcast...
Can we go through the Hall of Fame and rate it 1 to 10 again? Because I love doing
Can we
these.
Not?
I love getting battered.
Right, have we agreed? We're going to put them both in. We're going to go for four.
Got to go in.
We can't split them.
We can't split them. And
literally, we've done a vote in the office.
Yeah.
Six people. That's the beauty of it, yeah? So in the comments down below, exactly that, you'll have a 50-50 split again of can't believe you had in.
Yeah, so on Spotify, if you're listening on Spotify, I think we can put a poll on. So we'll put a poll.
A poll?
A poll?
It's a poll.
Poll.
P-O-L-L. Poll.
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 No, poll.
Poll.
Wasn't poll P-O-L-E?
Poll.
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 Poll. Poll. You said poll.
Poll. Isn't poll P-O-L-E?
Yeah, it is, but you...
Yeah, you said poll.
Yeah, but where'd you go and cast your vote? Don't you do it down the polling...
The polling station.
Polling station.
Yeah, not poll.
Polling station.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, not poll. Not poll.
You're 39 years old.
Lap dancing poll. Poll.
Right, so we'll put a poll...
Yes.
In the Spotify poll. Thing, and we said, and the poll is for Hall of Fame, Rio, or Petr Cech in...
I reckon, I don't think we're going to get battered this much.
I don't think we will.
Because I think we have picked the four correct people.
And that's almost impossible.
Even though we're supposed to pick three.
Yeah, makes me sad. Yeah, makes me sad.
All of them make me sad. Most of them make me sad.
Okay.
I think we've done wonders there, lads.
Okay.
I'm proud of you all.
I am. Thank you.
Some tough, really tough decisions had to be made.
I've got some good news for you. We're doing top 10 midfielders soon.
Oh, come on. Come on. You're just trying to make people hate us. That's all you're trying to do is make people trying to hate us. I'm saying this because we did do a top 10 Premier League strikers of all time, and the amount of abuse actually was kind of...
Nah, it was cool.
It was all right. It was good-hearted, at least. We got some nice comments in the below the video anyway.
There was one of those. This is the best podcast I've ever watched. Three fully grown men squirming
and squealing and going, oh, God.
How good's football,
gosh.
By the way?
I love football.
World class, isn't
the
it?
Best football.
There you go, you lot. I hope you've enjoyed it. Get in the comments down below and let us know if you agree or disagree. I'm sure you probably will at some point. But anyway, Tubesy boy, top class. As always,
thanks,
mate.
So
love
much.
That. Tomasi, see you soon up the Fozcast.
Up the Fozcast.
Well done, boys.
Thanks, everybody, for watching. We hope you enjoyed the latest episode of the Fozcast. Don't forget to give us a follow on Spotify. Up the Fozcast.